Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 247 for Friday, January 30th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Friday morning as the market reacted to a number of conflicting outside factors. Canola is trading within a dollar of unchanged, with the March contract up 80 cents at $449.90 per ton. Losses in Chicago soybeans, generally bearish technical signals, and ample world oilseed supplies all put some pressure on values, but any downside in canola was tempered by the weakening Canadian dollar. The Canadian dollar dropped to fresh six-year lows relative to its U.S. counterpart, losing nearly a cent as soft gross domestic product data weighed on the currency today. The softer currency, just above 78 cents now, makes canola more attractive to exporters pricing in U.S. dollars and is also supportive for crush margins. A firmer tone in Chicago soy oil also helped underpin the canola market. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all down in early trade, with the strengthening U.S. dollar overhanging all three markets as U.S. commodities look more expensive in the global market. Soybeans led to the downside, losing 5 to 13 cents, the March contract down 12 at $9.56 per bushel. Beans had initially shown some modest strength overnight, with fresh demand for soy oil helping prop up the rest of the bean complex. However, while oil stayed pointed higher, beans and meal turned lower. The large South American crop prospects remain a bearish factor in the background of the soy market. Harvest operations are in their early stages in Brazil, and forecasts continue to call for a record-large soybean crop, despite dryness during the growing season that may have cut into yield prospects in some areas. For corn, prices are down 4 to 6 cents to start the day, the March contract down 4 at $3.68 per bushel. Softening export demand, uncertainty on the ethanol front, and large global grain supplies were all weighing on corn, although chart support held to the downside. Wheat is down 2 to 7 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 6 at $5.02 per bushel. U.S. wheat remains overpriced in the global market, keeping that bias pointed lower. Relatively favorable growing conditions or winter conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop are also overhanging the market, although from a technical standpoint, the $5 mark was holding up as solid support in Chicago. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, January 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.